Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Planet Fitness Kiss 108 Studios. Now, back to Maddie in the Morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Cloudy morning right now. We had a lot of rain earlier. A lot of rain overnight, Liz.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much gone now.
Yeah, the rain is gone. The clouds are going to hang in. They say we may get like a peak of sunshine later today. God, was it nice yesterday?
It was.
Wow. Yeah, the clouds came much later than expected. Yeah. So we got most of the day in. Anyway, Matt's on a mini vacation. He's got the day off today. A couple of minutes ago, we had Justin tell us his nightmare story about his neighbors. And the phones have been burning up ever since. We had several callers earlier. I've got a whole bank of calls standing by. Bex, let's go to Scott. Something about a gazebo. Scott, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Maddie. What's up, man?
Maddie's not here. This is Billy. Lisa's here. Bex is here. Justin's here.
Oh, you guys sound so alike.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment, Scott, or what's going on with the gazebo?
Oh, man. I have this neighbor where I used to live, and he decided he wanted to build a gazebo in his backyard that was a monstrosity. It was about the size of a one-car garage.
What?
And he didn't even, like, think to, like, oh, maybe I should look at the property line. Maybe I should look at the lot plan. And then he just built it, and then I was like, that's on my property. And he's like, no. He's like, my sister's a lawyer. She knows. He's like, hey, it's not on your property. I was like, it is.
So did you have to call in, what do they call
it? A land surveyor.
You have to look at your property line.
So I had to call a surveying company. So once the people that actually surveyed the land, because when the house was built, and I had to pay $1,000 to get the land surveyed. And then it was on my property, like 5 or 6 feet on my property.
Wow.
And then the town had to come down and tell them, like, hey, you have to move this or you're going to get fined $300 a day.
Wow. Boy, not that I think of it,
Lisa. He was huffing and puffing, and then it just snowballed from there. And it was when the police got involved. He started harassing us. It was crazy.
So did he take it down?
He had to move it, so he moved it. But where I live, the gazebo has to be at least 10 feet from – any structure has to be 10 feet from your property line.
Yeah, yeah.
And he only moved it like 5 feet, so I went out there with a tape measure. I was like, well, that's not 10 feet.
Oh, I love that you're out there measuring every
talk about petty.
Inch.
You've got to live with this neighbor. That's the thing
that
fascinates me.
We sold our house, but he made it really hard. He sabotaged the sale of our home during the summer because he took every item he could find in his yard and his house and then strategically placed it on my property line. So it looked like a big junkyard.
Yep. I've heard that, yeah.
See, when stuff like this happens, I think there needs to be another word. Neighbor doesn't sound right for somebody who does all kinds of crazy
things. They're
trying
to sabotage the sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is why I rent. Nothing.
And now that I think of it, Lisa, I used to have a pretty large gazebo. I wonder if I was crossing a property line.
Yeah, if you're, you were that neighbor, Billy. That was you.
Yeah, Billy didn't ask. Yeah. He just built.
Let's go to Julie. Somebody's throwing grapefruits in the yard. I don't know what that's all about. Julie, you there? Hey, Julie.
Let's go on hold. We'll go back to her.
We'll put Julie on hold. I'm very curious about the grapefruits. Frank, you there?
Hi.
Hey, Frank. What's going on with your neighbor?
Hi. I had a Russian neighbor, and her boyfriend was Italian. And she went – we had a guest staying with us, had been there for like 2 days. She took a bag of garbage and she threw it on the hood of her car because it was parked in front of her house. Then she came out and she said that she was a Russian spy come here to kill Americans.
What?
And then she sued me. She took me to jail because I banged on her door because I saw her throw the garbage on the car.
Okay. This isn't like next level.
Yeah, this maybe. I don't even know what to call
Russian
this.
Russian spies. Yeah,
this is more than harassment. This is.
I was a Russian, that she was a Russian spy, and then we have little Asian children, 9-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old. And she called them all whores.
Okay.
All right.
Let's pray.
Yeah. That's,
say goodbye to Frank.
So long, Frank. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Frank.
Right.
But we got to let you go. Okay. Julie's back with the grapefruits. Julie, you there? All right. What's going on with Julie?
I don't know. Winnie said she was there.
Yeah. Julie.
Hello?
Oh, hey.
Yes.
Hello. What's going on with the grapefruits?
Sorry. So my parents, I grew up in East Bridgewater, and my father was a police officer, and I don't know if this is stems from something that happened, but we were pretty sure that nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Their neighbor was throwing a grapefruit stuff with batteries and butter packets and things in their yard for about 9 years.
Wait a minute. I don't get the connection between the batteries and the grapefruits. They
and
would
the
insert
butter packets. Yeah.
The batteries in the grapefruit to make it heavier, or?
No idea. We thought maybe he worked at a restaurant. We weren't sure. We didn't know where it was coming from either. So my husband, I had been dating him for probably 5 years, and he's like, okay, this is weird, and I want to catch whatever's happening. So him and his cousin set up a camera at my parents' house. And my husband was outside putting the camera angling at the street, and his cousin was inside, and he's like, okay, move it this way. My husband got hit in the back of the leg, and he looks down, and it was a grapefruit. And it was pitch black.
Wow. This
so,
is happening everywhere.
Of course, he's thinking that he's like, you know, the police. They jump in the car. They go flying down the street. They follow him to a local bar. And they didn't, they knew the car, but they didn't, by the time they got into the parking lot, they couldn't figure out who it was. So they described all the people sitting at the bar. And I said, it's my parents' neighbor. He's sitting there with a mechanic's outfit on. No idea where he was getting the grapefruits and like why this ever happened. The cops went to his door and they said, you need to stop doing that. And he was like, okay.
Julie.
And that was it.
I find it interesting that he was in a mechanic's outfit. Yeah. Like, is he in fact a mechanic or just dressing as one?
Yes, no, that's what he did for a living. And I guess my mother went to school with him, but I have
idea. Oh, it's rooted in that.
Yeah, you know what the deal is, though? When it's a neighbor, you have to live with it.
Yeah, you either live with it or you move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing. I mean, I came to work all mad about what happened this weekend, but after these calls, I don't feel that bad.
Yeah,
it's pretty common.
Do we have time for one more? And by the way, this isn't even right now.
I know.
The phones are like burning up because everybody has a neighbor story to tell. Neighbor
really
nightmares.
Quickly.
One more neighbor nightmare. Let's go to Kieran. Kieran, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. What's the who has a clothesline, you or your neighbor?
No, I had the clothesline.
Yeah.
And, you know, did laundry, hung my clothes out all the time, sheets and all that. And my neighbor came over and used the clothesline all the time because she said that a clothesline makes you look poor. And she was kind of a snobby and for no reason why. Mm-hmm. And she blatantly said it like to us, but she had no problem coming over and using our clothesline all the time.
So she criticized
so she wouldn't put a clothesline in her yard.
Yeah.
She wouldn't put a clothesline in her yard because she said it makes you look poor. But she didn't have a problem coming over using my clothesline all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to see the look on Lisa Dunham's face. Just the mere mention of clothesline.
But it actually, though, your clothes do smell better. It is, like, the best
better,
way
yeah.
to do it.
Okay, Lisa.
Especially sheets.
Do you have a clothesline, Lisa, in Milton?
No, but if I could have one, I would have one.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, leave
you know
Lisa
what? You
alone.
You got plenty of room out there. I'd take the clothesline off.
Oh, my God. What a crazy morning. We haven't even gotten to right now. That's coming up next, right,
yes,
Bex?
Yes, yep.
So you don't have to talk about neighbor nightmares. You can talk about anything you want. I'm looking for more Mother's Day nightmare stories. Bex had one early this morning. Lisa had one. In fact, Lisa's nightmare started with this sound right here. Yeah. If you're just waking up, we'll explain that and so much more. We'll take a break. Right back.
Phone number.
617. Thank you, Bex.
I got you.
The number to call. By the way, please call, okay? Make us look good. Matt's not here this morning. I want more phone calls than we've ever had on the Maddie in the Morning Show. 617-931-1108. Again, 617-931-1108. Dial it right now.
Wash your own damn sheets, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God, I love listening to Maddie in the Morning.
It's a great start to my day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.